and obviously she works, because she sent me those messages.
Hello, is it Gary?
Yes.
Hi Gary, it's Aaron calling you from INS Law Cert. How are you?
Good.
Is now a good time to speak, Gary?
Yes.
Perfect. It's just to go through your application with the Scottish Redress Scheme, if that's okay?
Yes.
Okay, so just forward data protection, just so we can get all the correct details for future. We've got your name here as Gary Flanagan. And do you have any middle name, sir? What was that, sorry?
No.
No? Okay, that's not a problem. And we've got your email address here as garyflanagan1@hotmail.co.uk.
Yeah.
Perfect. And what is your date of birth, please, Gary?
220778.
Perfect. Okay. And what is it? What's your current home address, please?
17 Dunhaven Place.
Was that Dunhaven?
Dunhaven.
Could you spell that one for me, please?
D-U-N.
Yep.
A-V-O-N.
And did you say that it was place?
Yes.
Is that in Coatbridge, is it?
Yes.
And when getting in contact with yourself, Gary, when it comes to the communication preferences, what's best to get you on? Obviously, is phone and texting okay?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. And do you have access to your emails at all, if we need
yes.
to send you any emails, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. And Gary, have you been diagnosed with any terminal illnesses at all?
Terminal, no.
No, okay, that's fine. Okay, and would you like to add a beneficiary to your application at all, sir?
No, that's fine.
No, okay. Okay, and have you applied to the Scottish Redress Scheme at all for any advance payments or anything at all?
No.
No, okay. And were you known by any other names during your time in care?
No.
No, okay. And have you changed your name legally by deed or anything like that?
No.
No, okay. Okay, Gary. What I need to ask you as well is the name of your mum and dad. The reason why I ask that is because some of the local authorities within the Scottish region, depending on where we request for your records, they archive your records in the names of your mother and father, as obviously because of the time you was in care, you're under the age of 18. So that's how they file their records. Am I able to grab them details at all, please?
Linda Flanagan.
Flanagan, and your dad's name, if it's known?
Edmund Flanagan, but he's passed away now.
Okay, I'm sorry to hear that. Okay, so I've got your mum's name here as Linda Flanagan, and your dad's name of Edwin Flanagan?
Edmund.
Edmund, sorry, that's my bad. Okay, and Gary, where is it that you're registered with your GP, please?
Really?
Where is it that you're registered with your GP?
Coatbridge.
Is it Coatbridge Medical Practice?
It's not Coatbridge. It's a court now. Waverley Medical Practice is Waverley.
Waverley, yeah, that's fine. I've got that, yeah.
It's Coke Bank Medical Centre, I think.
Yeah, yeah. That is fine. Okay, and Gary, would you possibly remember an address you lived in prior to being being placed in care? If you don't remember the address, the potential town that you lived in?
It's Old Savile Stream, Coatbridge.
Is that Coatbridge as well, is it, sorry?
Yes, I've now done all the
Okay, that's absolutely fine.
Maybe Arran Place, in fact.
Maybe what, sorry?
Arran Place, maybe.
No Arran Place that is popping up on Google Maps, but that's okay. We've got Coatbridge.
It's not Arran Place. It's not there now. It's it was flats and they've done away with now.
Ah, yeah, no, fair enough. I understand.
Arran, ARRAN, I think. Arran.
Ah, yeah. Yeah, there's an Arran Avenue in Coatbridge.
Right, well, that's a very nice as well. Well, maybe part of it still.
Yeah, okay.
It was there. It's had a Tesco in its place now.
Yeah, yeah, that's correct. I can see that. Yeah, the Tesco.
It used to be there.
And just so I can input this into your application as well, Gary, have you, obviously with being in care, have you took any of the local authorities that place you in care, whether that be, for example, Glasgow City Council or Edinburgh City Council, have you had any civil claims with these local authorities at all?
No.
No? Okay. And do you have any criminal convictions at all, Gary?
Yes.
Yep, okay. And do you mind...
I was never in care. It's only the young offenders institutions I was in. I was never in like children's homes or that.
What was that, sorry, Gary?
I'm saying I wasn't in any children's homes or that. It was only like young offenders institutions.
Yeah, yeah, no, that's fine. Obviously, the young offenders institutions are still part of the scheme. So we can still assist you with that. They cover the Churches of Scotland, they cover the young offenders institutions, any residential schools, listed schools, anything like that. That's what the scheme covers.
Okay,
so with your convictions, Gary, have you had any sentences of imprisonment for 5 years or more?
No.
No, okay. Okay, so I've got these generic details that I need in order to grab all the details for data protection later on down the line. But what I'm going to do, Gary, is I'm just going to tell you a little bit about how we work as a law firm to potentially represent you, tell you, about the scheme and what's applicable to the scheme. Also, your options around the scheme as well. You are entitled to three options. And then I'll discuss the funding and the fees around ourselves, and obviously gather the initial information from your time in care. Okay. So I do appreciate that. Obviously, discussing experiences connected to your application can be difficult and upsetting, but please take your time during this call. If you do need a break, any further explanation, support, or prefer to continue at another time, you just let me know at any time during this call. Okay. And before I do go any further, I just want to ask you, do you suffer from any communication difficulties or vulnerabilities that you need to make me aware of?
No.
No, okay. Okay, so it is important that you understand all of your options before deciding whether to instruct INS Law to represent you. With these options, as I briefly mentioned, you do have three options that you're entitled to. So option one is that you can apply directly to the Scottish Redress Scheme yourself without a solicitor or a law firm to represent you. Option two is that you can instruct a solicitor who participates in the Scottish Government Legal Fees Scheme, where they're paid directly by the Scottish Government for assisting you with your application. Under the Scottish Government Scheme, participating solicitors may receive up to £2,000 plus VAT from the Scottish Government for assisting you with your application, regardless of whether you win or lose your application. But INS Law does not operate under that statutory scheme and will not claim those government-funded fees. So if you do decide to instruct us as your law firm to represent you, you'd be choosing option three, which would be a private legal representation under the conditional fee agreement, and we would not be paid by the Scottish Government for assisting you. Okay, so our agreement operates on a no-win, no-fee basis. So what that means is that if your application is unsuccessful, you won't pay anything to us. And if you withdraw your application on our advice, you won't pay anything to us either. If your application is successful and you receive redress payment, our fees will consist of basic charges based on the time and effort spent on your case, and also a success fee as well. However, the total fees, including VAT, are capped at no more than 20% of your redress payment, so you'll never pay anything more than 20%, and if anything, it'll be less. Okay, so do you understand all that so far, Gary?
Yes.
Yep, perfect, okay. So it is important that I make it clear that we can't guarantee that your application will be successful or the level of the award the scheme may award to you. Okay, but what we'll do as a law firm is we'll present the biggest and strongest case that we can on your behalf to the Scottish Government and try and get the most out of the scheme for your benefit. Okay, so what obviously what we can do, obviously, if instructed, we can assist with obviously whether you're eligible to apply for the scheme. We'll gather and review all the evidence we can to put forward to the Scottish panel. What we'll do is we'll prepare and submit your application, and also we do have correspondence with the Scottish Redress Scheme, or shall we say the Scottish Government, for any advice or any further information that we do require. We'll also advise you on any offers made by the Scottish Redress Scheme, and we'll also explain, once you do get any offers made, we'll explain the statutory waiver to you if an award is offered. And what that statutory waiver is basically when the redress scheme offer you an award, you'll sign a statutory waiver if the award is feasible for yourself. That waiver just basically means that you can't take any other local authorities through a civil claim or a civil court once you've gone and dealt with this redress scheme, okay? At any time, you do have a right to cancel. So if you do decide to proceed, you will have a 14-day cancellation period after signing our agreements. You can cancel any time within that period for any reason without charge. You can also choose for us to authorise work on your case while still in your cancellation right to remain. Okay, so what I'll need from you at the end of this phone call is I'll need some forms of ID from yourself for money laundering purposes, and also ID verification as well. So anything like a passport, a driver's license, a bus pass with your ID on it, even a birth certificate is completely fine, alongside proof of address, which is dated within the last 3 months from today's date. Obviously, by any means, if you require any assistance in getting that to myself or what you want to send over to us, I can assist you with that, no problem. Okay. So what I'll do, Gary, is I'm just going to grab the details of your care settings, your young offenders institutions, and where you was placed. So can you, how many young offenders institutions was you placed in? Can you remember?
Three. Well, one remand centre and two at Bowman and Glen Oak Young Offenders. Along with again remand unit. And then Bowman and Glen Oak.
Can you remember when you was at Palmont, Gary?
Mid-90s, 94, 95, 96 region.
Okay. How long was you at Palmont for?
No, I can't remember. Just a lot of shots. A few set shots. 3 months and 4 months and things.
Yeah.
I know I was in Glen Oak from I think it was September 95 to March 96. And you used to pass through that was like the processing. Used to always get processed through Bologna.
Yeah.
In terms of there for a few days.
So was that where you was? Was it Bologna?
Yeah, you always get, once you get sentenced, you always get took to Bologna because that was the processing. That's where they processed you from before you even moved you on.
Yeah, I understand. Okay, so we've got Palmont, we've got Glen Ohel. Was there anywhere else, or was it was Bali?
Longbegend remand unit.
Ah, Longbegend, yeah. Okay, and how long was you at Longbegend for?
I don't remember.
Was that just weeks
at a time?
Yeah. So was that in 1996 as well?
Round about that year, I'm not sure. It's probably after as well.
Yeah.
Up to the 2000s. Well, I don't know what you're doing.
Okay. Well, what we'll do, obviously, yeah, this is all approximate dates that I've needed. And then obviously once we get your care setting records back, we'll be able to see the full data there. Okay, so I'm gonna start off with Paul Montgary and just try and, figure out what happened to you, what kind of wrongdoing you faced during your time at Palmont. If you don't mind telling me.
This getting kicked and punched and things like that, nothing sexually or anything like that, just like beaten and that place.
Yeah. And
screamed at and fucking things like just like bullying type fucking antics and stuff, man.
that moment you said you was kicked. Was it like kicked, punch, pushing?
The first day I was in. I had to take the plates up, so you had all the dinner plates.
Yeah.
And like, I wasn't at the end, but a guy tricked me. He got asked to swap with his mate, so he could sit next to his mate. And I refused to hang with, so I refused to take the plates up. So I didn't know anything about it because it was my first time in.
When you was tripped up, how did that make you feel, Gary?
Sorry?
When obviously you've just said then, obviously when you was on your, you know, when you was having your dinner, you was carrying your dinner tray, and you was tripped up. I'm guessing that's obviously quite, you know, it was in front of a lot of people. How did that make you feel? Going back to the physical abuse, obviously you mentioned about being, you know, kicked, punched, and pushed around. Did this happen on a daily basis?
No, it wasn't daily, really, no.
No, okay.
You could shout it and more or less daily basis, shout it and stuff.
Yeah, I understand. How were the guards there at Pallmont? What were they like with you? You obviously, you just briefly touched on it, saying that, you know, they shouted at you quite a lot.
Some of them are very good. You get your good ones and you get your asshole ones, but
did any of the guards, like, were any of the guards physical to you in any way, or, you know, over restrain you or anything like that? And when they used to restrain you, did they, you know, by all means, did they gang up on you? Was there more than, you know, more than what you think is unnecessary, you know, for them to handle you?
Yeah, there was a few.
Okay, so obviously I've got, you know, I've got the information for Parliament. Obviously, we've touched on the instance at dinner time with the dinner tray and you being tripped up. Obviously, it didn't make you feel, you know, any nice feelings, especially, you know, being your first day. Obviously, we've just mentioned then about, you know, the guards and how you was restrained, and, you know, they always acted with, you know, more than what was suitable, you know, to be able to restrain you in a professional manner. Is there anything else that, you know, potentially may have happened to you at Polmont?
Well, just not much.
No, okay, that's fine. If anything does come, you know, to memory at all, you're always more than welcome to relate that information to me at a later date. That's fine. Okay, so I'm just gonna go over this a second. Just bear with me. I'm just gonna correct myself on a few things, and then we'll be able to move on. So when, obviously, moving on to Glen Oval, just tell me, obviously, yeah, just tell me briefly what you can remember happened to you at Glen Oval.
Used to come in and sit. But do cell checks and that, and they do press ups and just go stand on you and that, or put either you do press ups in there, isn't it?
Yeah. I understand that, obviously, it's not the nicest to, you know, it's not the nicest of memories to bring back up, but you're doing a great job so far, and you know, the information that you're telling me is all evidence that we can use to strengthen your case. So don't overpressure yourself too much if you can't remember right now or anything like that. But yeah, as I said, you know, you are doing an amazing job so far, so be proud of yourself there, Gary. Just so I've got that right, obviously you said obviously when they do shell checks, you know, they need to do press ups.
They used to make you, if you found a bit of dust or something, they used to do a cell check if your cell wasn't clean, or found a wee bit of dust, they'd make you do press ups and stuff, and they'd put their feet on your back, you know what?
Yeah. What about the you know, other inmates in the, you know, in Glen Oval? What were they like with you? You know, did you take any beatings there? Was anything taken from you? Was a joke or anything like that? Or, you know, obviously it's not a joke to you.
Not so much inmates in Glen Oval, but not too bad there. Inmates. Had a few fainted me, so it wasn't too bad. Then next week.
What about your what about in terms of clothing or food, anything like that? Was that ever toyed with the guard from the guards or anything in Glen Ochil?
Sorry, what was that? The clothing and the food?
Yeah, so with maybe like, you know, your clothing or your food, was that ever toyed with? With from the guards or even any inmates.
I remember a guy used to make it in Pullman. I remember that used to happen in Pullman. The guys used to make you wrap your bed sheets up and make lines so they could swing. Make a line so they can swing things from cell to cell.
Son, have you been any initial calls to men?
Just relaying that back, obviously the guards used to do the cell checks if they found the, you know, the smallest of
just
particles, anything like that within the cell. Obviously they'd make you do press ups and put the boots on your back to make it harder as a severe punishment for the smallest of things. And obviously, yeah, you know, you was always the one to give up your bed sheet to for the inmates to swing
It wasn't in the local, but it was more Pullman than that, I can't remember.
Oh, was that in Pullman, was it?
Yeah. Used to get strapped 13 as well, and made to squat and pull your cheeks apart and that. And they'd just laugh at you and make jokes about you, about the size of your fucking...
Was that in Pullman, was it?
Yeah, I think so. Still happened in Auckland, too.
Did that not happen at Glen
Ochil
or anything, no?
Well, probably strip searches did that I can't remember. Yeah, obviously, the strip searches did that. You need to pull your cheeks apart and things like that, squat down.
Yeah.
They did just to make fun of you, like. Thank you.
And moving on to Long Weekend. Just tell me briefly what happened to you at Long Weekend.
There's a lot of crazy people in this as well. You were in for maybe something silly and you were right about murderers. They were all like that. Was one of the guys in for murderers. You were in for shooting.
Yeah.
You were in about everybody was all.
So obviously, I'm guessing when being in Long Weekend, then did you walk around with a constant fear? Potentially something happening to you.
There's all guys in for murders and serious attempt murders and slashings and stabbings. There's all guys, most of those guys expecting everything.
So I've just expanded on what you just said then. I was in detention for minor offences whilst being around murderers and serious assault. I used to walk around with constant fear thinking something was going to happen to me, and I was always looking over my shoulder.
And she's back with her mother, and I'm not going to mum's bed. I'm not looking after my kids, so they only took care of not the brother.
Did anything happen to you in regards to obtaining physical abuse from anybody there in the end?
Yeah.
What was that? Sorry, Gary, the line just broke up a little bit there.
In a car, I think the altercations and on again with the car, just stuff, just basic. Who's like down? I can't remember anything else. Who's down to? On again.
Okay. So, there's not really much happen in regards to other inmates, again, you know, teasing you with anything with food or your clothes or coming into your cell and taking things without asking, anything like that.
Yeah, things like that. Okay. Try to get you buy them stuff and
so is there anything else that you can remember, Gary, or just you think that's pretty much I can understand that completely. I really can, man. I understand it. Even after the phone call, you know, some things can pop into mind. As I said, you know, by all means, if you do sit there, maybe later tonight, later in the week, and you're like, I remember that. Just, just give me a call. I know information about it. You've got to be interested in. As I said, it all goes towards, building this case, as strong as we can. But just obviously for, reassurance, Gary, with this Scottish Redress scheme, they look at four different types of abuse. So you've got physical abuse, you've got emotional abuse, sexual abuse, and neglect as well. So what happens is that once we do everything we can with your case to strengthen it, and make it, the most efficient case we can. This is then put forward to an independent panel, which is, all done behind closed doors within the Scottish Government. So you or I don't have to attend anywhere. All we'll do as your law firm is we'll, as I said, strengthen your case the best we can, present it to the Scottish Government, and then we'll inform you of when, the panel will be looking at your case, and we'll also inform you of the conclusion to your case as well, and what the panel is going to award you. There's two types of payments that you can go for when it comes to the redress scheme. You've got a fixed payment of £10,000, and that's just solely a fixed payment of £10,000. They don't look into your case, they don't look at the evidence provided, and they just award you with £10,000. But there is a individually assessed payment, which we recommend, all of our clients to take. And what that individually assessed payment is that compensation up to £100,000. As I said, that is decided by the closed panel based on the level of abuse that they think you've suffered during your time in the young offenders institutions. So yeah, as I said, you won't be required to attend anywhere. We'll keep you up to date with all of the, you know, the updates on how your case is progressing. And then obviously, yeah, at the end, we'll get a more in-depth witness statement from yourself further down the line. So this is months in advance. We'll get a big in-depth witness statement, put that to your application, and then that's when we'll then send it off to the Scottish Government awaiting for a panel date then. Okay, so that's near enough everything. That the information that I've needed from yourself. So yeah, again, thank you for being open and honest. I know it's not the best topics to be talking about, but I do appreciate you being open and truthful with myself, and you know, sharing them unfortunate memories with myself. What I'll need from you now, Gary, is I'm going to send you an email. It's just basically a hello email. It's hard to type it. You know, it's got some services at the bottom of our email, in case obviously you know you're feeling a little bit vulnerable and you need someone to talk to, you know, the services out there that can help you. I'll also send you an email with a request of the proof of identification and you know your proof of address as well. So if you've got any problems with that, you're more than welcome to give us a call, and we'll assist you with that, no problem. But then what I am going to send you, Gary, is I'm going to send you some documents to sign, so you can sign it on your mobile phone. All you've got to do is click the link, and there'll be a box where you can put your signature. You just put in your signature like you're signing a form, but like, you know, your finger is the pen, and then you just click execute all documents, and it will populate that signature onto all the documents. The document that I'm going to be sending you is a conditional fee agreement, so it just explains, you know, our fees, as I said to you, you know, our fees, you know, from what you're rewarded. We don't take no more than 20% of the redress payment. There's also a letter of authority, which is, I think, titled an LOA on the document. And the letter of authority, that just basically says, obviously, yeah, you accept that, you know, we'll be acting on your behalf to obtain some medical records, some care setting records from your social care, anything like that. Just so obviously we can gather all that evidence together and go ahead and, you know, gather the evidence and strengthen your case as much as we can. Okay. I'll send them emails out to yourself. If you've got any problems with them, you're more than welcome to, as I said, give us a call back with any questions or queries that you need help with. Other than that, Gary, as soon as I receive them documents back from yourself, I'll be able to then send off your application to the Scottish Government and obtain a application number, which takes probably around about 2 weeks after I've received them documents. Okay, so as I said, I'll send them out to you now, and if you've got any issues, you're more than welcome to give me a call back. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Before I let you go, Gary, is there any questions for myself at all?
No.
Sure. No. Okay. Well, we're here to help you. We're here to get you through this, and we're here to, you know, potentially find that closure for you, for what you've gone through, and you know we'll be able to, you know, we're here to assist you along the way. So if you do have any questions, if you, you know, feel like you want to talk about your case, anything like that, that's what we're here for. We're here to help you. We're on your side, and we're going to do everything we can for you. Okay. Sorry, Gary, are you there?
Yeah.
All right, perfect. So, as I said, I'll send, I'll fire them emails over to yourself now. Have a look through the documents. Don't forget to sign them as well. As soon as I get them back, I'll be able to send your documents off. Okay.
Thank you.
All right, not a problem, Gary. It's been an absolute pleasure to speak to you. And I'll see if you sign them documents overnight. If you've got any problems or I haven't received them, I'll potentially give you a quick call tomorrow and just see how you're getting on.
Okay.
Okay, Gary. Thank you very much for your time today, sir. I really do appreciate it. And I hope you have a lovely evening.
Thank you.
Thank you, Gary. Bye now.